Where, if you were flying as near to Troy as you could on a commercial airline, where would it be?
You'd have to land in Montgomery.
Uh-huh. How far is that?
About 48 miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, might as well drive the whole way and do that. If you're driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
I call it an interstate.
Would you
actually, an interstate doesn't go through Troy. U.S. 231 is a four lane that goes from Montgomery through Troy down to Ozark, Dothan.
Would you refer to it by its number if you were going to?
Yeah, I'd just say 231, like I said, 231 bypass a minute ago. I just call, you know, generally it'd be just a four lane highway.
And but for interstate, would you use the number or would you say the interstate?
Both interstate, I-85, I-65, the interstates.
Okay. And if you were driving along the interstate, what would you call a place where you might pull off the road to stop?
Rest area.
And what does it have?
Well, it varies. You could just have a few benches, tables. There could be bathroom facilities there, some of the larger ones. Maybe a little pavilion or something like that. I might call it a roadside park, you know, drinking fountains, water fountains.
If it's bigger, it's a roadside park?
Yeah, probably.
Suppose it has service stations and restrooms?
Same thing, rest area.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd call it a roadside park if it had a restaurant, though, strangely enough.
All right. And painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Center line.
Anything else you might call it?
Stripes.
All right. What about the concrete thing?
I guess I'd call it a median, maybe a divider.
Suppose it had grass in the middle of it.
I'd probably call it a grass median.
Okay. And how do you get off one of these interstates?
Exit ramp.
And how do you get back on?
Entrance ramp.
And how about names for other limited access roads?
Well, one-way streets. Around Troy, that's about it.
What would be Alabama terms for limited access roads? Montgomery, maybe.
Lord of mercy. I don't know. Boulevard doesn't really mean much at all to me. A boulevard's a street, as far as I'm concerned.
Would you distinguish between freeway and expressway? Would you use one rather than the other?
No, I'd use them interchangeably.
Okay.
I've heard of causeway, but only fairly recently. I really can't describe it, but it seems that I've seen them in places that were around water, like the ocean. Like there was a causeway in Galveston.
That's what I think of it. Like a very long bridge.
Yeah.
Very straight.
Sure. Panama City,
I don't know
Florida.
If that's what it is. That's just what I think of
might
it.
Might be.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly limited access if it's like a very long bridge.
Yeah.
Any other names?
I don't think so.
Well, what are the main streets in Troy?
Well, there really aren't any. The street that goes right through town is North 3-Knot Street. Of course, turns into South 3-Knot Street. North and South Brundage Street. Oh, there's a Brundage Boulevard, by the way, and again, to me, that's just a street.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinary street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a George Wallace Drive out by the college. You could have counted on that.
Does every town in Alabama have a George Wallace Drive?
Let's see if there's anything else. I guess not.
It doesn't matter whether you call it a street or a boulevard?
Not to me.
Okay. And how about neighborhood streets?